following podcast program will contain offensive material and may contain strong language. Listener discretion is very much advised. And thank you for downloading The David Danger Show. This is a show about old school professional wrestling, current events, and whatever the heck else we decide to talk about. Your hosts for this program are Dave Wills and the Living Icon, the King of Kings, Mark Danger. This show is brought to you by two websites in particular, www.itsstillrealtome.com and The Danger Daily News. Visit www.itsstillrealtome.com to see what Dave Wills has in his mind. And you can also visit www.myspace.com/MarkDanger1 to read the Danger Daily News to see what's on the mind of the living icon. Go there and download some danger today. And now, here are your hosts for the Dave and Danger Show, Dave Wills and the living icon, Mark Danger.
And we're back here on the Dave and Danger Show with Dave Wills alone. I'm joined, of course, by the living icon, Mark Danger. What a day.
Are you going to tell him?
We're back.
Are you going to tell him? We're coming from a live remote. We're coming live from Chris Benoit's exercise room.
We are not.
Look, I got the cord around my neck.
Will you put my damn cell phone charger down? Stop that shit right now. I haven't even been on the program 2 minutes and I've already used profanity. What the hell are you doing? Give me that. What the fuck is wrong with you?
If I had a Bible, I would have gave it to you.
What? You stay away from the Bible. You don't even know anything about the Bible.
I hear on eBay there's an autograph Bible.
Okay, let me introduce the program. Okay, first and foremost, I'm Dave Wilson. This is Mark Danger.
Woo!
He's already become annoying very quickly. We're back after a long extended absence. I was going to fill you in on what happened. I know everybody from great wrestling writers to has been musical DJs, producers who don't return phone calls who have been asking. Great WWE talent that was ignored in Deep South's been asking about what happened to David Danger Show. Well, here's the truth, okay?
We failed the wellness policy.
That's not
so perfect. We've been suspended for 90 days.
Shut up. We don't have a wellness policy, which there's good reason for that. Because
is there such thing as a wellness policy?
I'd have my doubts. Not anymore, there's not.
David, I have proof there is a wellness policy in the WWE.
What is your proof that there's a wellness policy?
Triple H, you're doing well. Shawn Michaels, you're doing well. John Cena, go suck that guy's cock in the corner.
Danger. Today we don't need to talk bad about Cena. Okay, he's injured. He's trying to get well.
Yeah, injured spanking his monkey.
Danger. Danger still hates Cena. In case anyone hasn't guessed. Once again, everybody's asking where we're at. What happened is we actually lost a Loose Leaf Town match, and we hired Clarence Mason to get us back in. No, I'm kidding. But, we just hadn't done it in a while. My work's been busy. The Icon's been working through Christmas and all.
And I was in Japan wrestling.
You were not in Japan.
Yes, I was.
We're not going to hear this program.
If you go to the Observer, and I know some of the results are on there from New Japan or from the other wrestling or fine wrestling Japanese organizations I work. I wrestled as Kazu fucking Yami.
What the heck? As who?
Kazu fucking Yami. Fuck your mommy.
Shut up. You did not wrestle as Kudzu fucking not.
Yes, I have.
Anyways. We're back for a program. It's going to be probably pathetic as ever. Kudzu fucking on me. Will you? Don't do a danger pose. You had nothing to do with a danger pose. Just stop. Okay.
You ain't going
to
ask me what my finishing move was?
No, I'm not going to ask what your finishing maneuver is. There's no reason to ask you what your finishing maneuver is. It's all nonsense. It's all crap.
Divine chokehold.
Divine chokehold?
Uh-huh. Because once you cover... Once Kazu covers you up, baby, there's no way of escaping.
And the Southeast, that's about right. Once Kazu covers you up. The vine chokehold, huh? It wasn't a naked vine chokehold, I hope. We're not going there. All right.
If it was a naked chokehold, it would have to be involved me and Gina Carano.
I was wondering how long it would take you to mention Gina Carano to American Gladiators?
Thumbs up.
You enjoy American Gladiators.
Yeah, I think Helga's got a penis, though. It's just... She's, like, freakishly
big. What the hell? We have a game on, and you don't need to... Why are you speculating on the genitalia of folks in American Gladiators?
I think Helga has a penis.
Well, I'm glad you do. I'm sure it's your opinion. It's your belief. That
I just wonder if she ever done a soft porn soft porn flick on HBO like Candace and Belinda.
Candace and Belinda did a soft porn flick on HBO.
Yeah. Well, it got deleted, but...
What do you mean it got deleted? Off?
Yeah. Supposedly it was made for a video, for a movie... But I think it was just more say, okay, I got two hot bays. Let me just say it's going to be on TV, but it's not. So it was like it was a private collection or something.
A private collection of porn.
You don't have a private collection of porn?
Larry Flint does.
Yeah?
That's disgusting. What an asshole. He bought the wonderful pics. For those of you who don't know,
I saw your Playboy Christy.
Nancy Benoit actually was going to do adult films at one time, and she took some pictures and a video, and she was thinking about getting into that. Well, she changed her mind after she met Kevin Sullivan and everything, but and the pictures were destroyed, but the video wasn't, or something like that, or the video was destroyed, but the pictures weren't. So I think Larry Flint and Hustler's going to print them. Larry Flint, you're sorry. That's just tasteless and wrong, and that'll be a nice warm spot in hell for you, right next to the icon, probably.
Oh, I'll be the newsstands when it comes out.
I'm sure you will, Dane. I'm not going to ask you a question about necrophilia. I just don't want to know certain answers. I don't know what to say. Let's talk about wrestling.
She be lay there motionless. She can't say no.
Danger! Stop that now.
She's kind of stiff.
Shut up! That's wrong.
I bet you Chris Benoit's got a stiffy.
Shut up! We don't need that's enough, Benoit. You said enough stuff to be distasteful about Chris Benoit all day. You don't need to say anything else about Chris Benoit.
Okay.
All right. What can we talk about? We'll talk about wrestling.
Let's talk about Viscera and Awesome Kong. How I think they're one person. Like, a lot of people speculate that LaToya Jackson and Michael Jackson are the same person.
Who are these people that speculate that LaToya Jackson and Michael Jackson are the same people?
Have you ever seen them in the same room together?
I don't look for Michael Jackson or LaToya Jackson. I really don't know.
I heard Michael Jackson looks in little boys' rooms. But
it's your opinion that's disgusting.
What does Michael Jackson and a Catholic priest have in common? They both like little boys.
Oh, God, no. For anyone, Danger's just playing right now. Please don't sue us. Icon, shut the hell up. Quit talking about Catholic priest and stuff like that.
Okay, I want to say hi to my favorite Jew, Art Shemko.
Danger! Evil. Danger, why are we doing the shows and end the show? Why do you always preface something, I want to say hi to my favorite Jew? You don't need to classify people by religion or nationality or anything. You need to classify them by the content of their character. MLK Day's in a couple of days, and you need to, don't you say a damn word, you need to realize that it's important that we have freedoms in this country and that every person's civil rights are important. This is a country where we don't go out there and say, that person's white, that's a woman, that's a black, that's a Jew. What this is...
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a wonderful thing. You need to cancel a flight.
Yeah, well, I guess you don't want to go to New Orleans that day.
What's in New Orleans?
Or MLK Day.
What's in New Orleans?
MLK Day, the little march. All the people's going to be there.
What people is that?
We got our African-American friends and the white hoodies.
Shut the hell... Get the hell... What the hell is... Danger.
You want first
class? No, that's not something that you... Okay, quit fucking around. That's not something to joke about. Racism's not something to joke about, especially on MLK Day. This is not something... We're not going to do that. He was very instrumental in helping helping have a lot of change in the country, and I'm proud for when we have the day. Some people disagree with me. That's fine. It's a free country. Disagree all you want. We're not going to talk about Genesis 6. Like I was saying, we don't go out there, we don't say, that person's this, that person's that, that person's that. All I do is I say, Mark Danger's my friend. I don't say that white trash honky, Mark Danger, who lives down the road in that shithole apartment. I say, Mark Danger is my friend. That's the important thing, you know. That's where you need to go. Now, Genesee, Louisiana. You're wrong. That's just wrong. We don't talk about that. We're not going to talk about stuff like that in the program. That's just patently offensive.
I think Vince needs to, like, sign him to a WWE developmental deal.
Who?
The Genesex.
No. We're not going to do that. Okay.
Then again, if he sends him to Ohio Valley, then they probably lose their jobs, because I predict within 2 months, Ohio Valley will be dead.
Why do you predict Ohio Valley will be dead?
Because all the talent up there sucks.
And you've seen how many videos of Ohio Valley wrestling?
A few.
Where?
YouTube.
Well, there you go. For once, Danger has something to back up what he said. And name some of this talent.
How bad is it when wrestling goes straight to YouTube?
Name some of this talent that's stuck. So you don't like Colt Cabana or Matt Sydal or anybody?
No. Or Lacey Von Erich.
Lacey Von Erich's not even in Ohio Valley.
Yeah, she was lucky.
You're bullshitting everybody again. There isn't any sort of Ohio Valley on YouTube that has Lacey Von Erich on there. Do you know anybody else in Ohio Valley?
Kevin Thorne.
Kevin Thorne is not Ohio Valley.
Yes, he is.
When's this win?
Huh? He's been there for the past couple of weeks repackaging a new gimmick.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, really? And you're sure of this?
Yes. And Shad's been up there, too.
Well, he should be. Kevin Thorne maybe should be in Ohio Valley because he sucked as a vampire. He wasn't anywhere close. They should have had Gangrel.
Yes, Gangrel's hardcore.
Go ahead and sing some praises about Gangrel.
Gangrel, I mean, dude, he was totally awesome. He was a friendly person for a vampire. I mean, dude, he's awesome.
A friendly person for a vampire?
Yeah, he also digs porn.
What? He directs porn.
That's what I said, digs porn.
He's also a born-again Christian.
Yes,
that makes him a porn-again Christian. We're aware of that. But they each his own. I don't judge people. I don't judge you. I should, but I don't. You
should have judged that fart I left.
I did judge it. For those of you who don't realize, Danger's been walking around here tonight. We hung out a little bit beforehand. And Danger has the most obnoxious flatulence I've smelled in, like, years. And I'm ready to kill him just for that. So if I go to jail or anything, or if he dies tomorrow night, I know I'll be questioned because I've just threatened to commit mega mass homicide. Shut the hell up! Put a Bible next to your head. I told you, no more Chris Benoit jokes. You don't need to make any jokes about the Chris Benoit, about woman, about necrophilia. No jokes about the Gen of Six. No jokes about MLK or any of the different races. You want to talk politics a little bit?
I'm petting some pussy.
Danger, for those of you who are listening, my cat Domino has just now walked up next to Danger, and Danger is now patting the head of my wonderful animal friend, and has decided to describe it in the most vulgar terms he knew available.
And he's got one of the nastiest boogers you can ever see when he sneezes.
Everybody was just waiting for that, just like Four Horsemen Vitamins and IcoPro.
Ionic Egg!
I saw that damn commercial for what was it? Who was it? It wasn't Weeder. It was Strength Systems is what it is. One that we used to watch the ECW program on Tuesdays at the Atlanta Sports Bar. Okay. We're going to talk about wrestling and stuff. First, politics or anything? Anything you want to say about any of the candidates or anything? I know that anyone voting for Hillary, you're not really a fan of Hillary. You don't think anyone who votes for Hillary...
No, I have nothing about the politics.
You have nothing about the politics?
I think what they should all do, put all of the candidates in a steel cage match. Whoever survives becomes the fucking president. Have it a death match. Barbed wire, electrified, razor wire above the ring, light tubes, toilet bowls, everything.
Toilet bowls.
Whoever's the last person standing wins and becomes president.
I'm glad you didn't design the Electoral College or design anything about voting.
I bet you if I send that to Vince Russo, he will book it.
I bet you if you sent the contents of a commode to Vince Russo, he would book it. They somehow got more viewers this week than they ever had before. I don't know. Then again, people watch car crashes in Atlanta every day and slow down to work, but sooner or later they get by and forget them when they get home, so we'll see how long this lasts.
Speaking of TNA, I want to talk about one of their talent.
Well, it's about time you talk get about back, something wrestling.
Get back to what we're talking to about the Michael Jackson Latoya Jackson.
I thought we were going back to wrestling.
We are. Let me get to it.
You're getting to Michael Jackson and Latoya. Okay, go ahead.
I think Big Daddy V and Awesome Kong are the same person. They're both are fat and hideous.
It's always Big Daddy V.
Both of them have the same size tits. I mean, look at it. I mean, if Awesome Kong took off the bra, it would be flappy. And we've seen it on pay-per-view.
When did you see any pay-per-views of TNA?
Well, I saw it on YouTube when the
you just now lied about what you saw on YouTube. Why would I think you really saw somebody on YouTube?
Because her boob fell out when she wrestled Gail Kim.
Okay. I'm not denying it happened. I'm just denying anyone what you believe.
It was just nasty. It was like watching Showgirls all over, going that big old fat one going.
You know, I really hate you for taking me to see that. Friends and neighbors, when the icon, when I turned, I think it was 18 or 21, he demanded to take me to a strip club. Now, I'm not a stupid man. There's no way I was going to a strip club or anything of Captain Hornball over here. So what I instead did...
We could have seen a young Pac-Man Jones over there.
We... Shut the hell up.
Let it rain! Let it rain!
It's not night... We're not making fun. Someone was paralyzed when that happened. We're not going to...
See, this is the thing. His lawyer, Wanda Jackson, knows that he should not be in a strip club, but yet she was in a strip club with him at 3 in the morning doing no telling what... She was probably getting a Humpty Hump dance. And
we have no idea what the lawyer was doing in there. Anyways, getting back to where I was at, Danger wanted to take me to a strip club. I told him no because I'd have to drive too. I didn't want to waste money.
No, I drove that time.
So you may have driven. We compromised, and I went to see Showgirls with the Icon.
It was a rib. You took me for my birthday.
I took you for your birthday?
Yeah,
okay, that's right. It was Danger's birthday, not mine. He wanted to go see that. That was the worst movie.
But we had fun.
If you like tits and ass, okay, and you enjoy it, if you see Showgirls, you will hate it before. Well, you won't hate it, but you know, you will be like, eh.
You gotta admit,
it's wrong.
He's screaming, Screech, where are you? Zach!
Yes, Danger, being that the movie was so bad, actually contributed quite a bit of humor to the movie because.
Colored nipples?
Thanks to him, we started singing during the show. We were singing the Saved by the Bell song, and Danger was saying, hey, Zach, this is why Slater always liked Jesse.
What was the best part of the whole night?
The best part of the whole night is when the older African-American grandma-ish lady walked in there, saw her young children who were under the age of 17, well under the age of 17, probably, what, about 9, 10, something like that?
Uh-huh.
She goes in there, what was it? She goes,
what the hell are you doing? I'm going to tear your asses up.
What you doing? I'm going to take you out of here. Come on, you better get out. I'll tell your mom, I'm going to spank your ass when you get home. That was definitely the best part of the movie. If you haven't seen it, get it. Send it to someone you really hate. They will despise you. And
just send it to canvaschronicle.com.
No. Rick, I'm still your friend. Danger's not. Okay. Anyways, I forgot what I was saying, but you were saying Viscera, the Big Daddy V.
Big Daddy V and Awesome Kong. I think they're just the same person. Same size, same tits, both titty folds, like... You could probably hide stuff in there. I mean, it's just...
Hide stuff in there like what?
I bet your Hornswoggle can just, like, pop out of there.
So you think that on some show on WWE, Hornswoggle's going to pop out of Viscera's truck or pop out of Awesome Kong's bra or something?
This is it. Okay, this is the finish that should happen at the Royal Rumble. Hornswoggle, we know, is in the Rumble. Viscera, or Big Daddy B, should be in there also. What Hornswoggle should do is, like, climb in Big Daddy's V. So when Big Daddy V thinks he wins, he raises his arm up. Hornswoggle then slips out. Big Daddy V's looking around. Hornswoggle bites him the ass. Big Daddy V's like, oh, oh, like, grabs his ass and falls out of the ring. Hornswoggle wins and goes to WrestleMania to fight no telling who for the world championship.
And this was a good idea?
Yes.
Do you have any other ideas about Big Daddy V?
I also think what would be great, especially on Monday night when they go in HD, have Viscera take this massive shit in a glass toilet bowl in the middle of the ring.
Oh, jeez! Oh, God!
Look, he had cream corn.
Danger! Danger! No one on this podcast is interested.
Just watch it, like, have it in the bowl cans, like, and have it, like, shoot up, like, different angles, like they did with the limo blowing up. Keep blowing up. You just see this big ass blob, this shit blob, like,
Danger. No one on this podcast, nor anyone in this room, including myself, wants to hear about the fecal material of Viscera. No one wants to hear about Big Daddy V.
And we can hear,
that's no more! We're not talking about Big Daddy V. No more glass commodes. We'll talk about something else.
Mae Young licking it up?
No! That's disgusting. Now, I'm telling you, I'll race it if you keep it up. That's wrong. Alright.
I'll tell you what's not wrong.
What's not wrong?
Chinese food.
I enjoyed my Chinese food tonight. Thank you very much, wherever we went to, Grand Buffet in Bucky, and that was delicious.
I don't think the Chinese food agreed with me tonight.
I know it didn't. They don't agree. Your ass don't agree with me tonight. You're right. You're gross. That's sick.
I guess you can say I had the poo-poo platter.
Oh, that's a funny thing, Icon. God.
Danger!
Out of the blue, here. Danger! Okay. We're going to talk about wrestling now. CM Punk. ECW, what do you think? Are you watching ECW?
No.
Well, forget it. No, okay. You're watching what, Raw?
I'm watching Raw.
Okay, Raw. Alright,
I think Cody Rhodes has got Down syndrome.
Danger!
If I had a chance, I would push him down the stairs.
He's getting the push right now. Don't you think he deserves a little bit of a push right now?
Well, I guess because they have to because of this. So ADA type,
you can't discriminate against
the handicap.
You can't get down there and call people and say they look like they have.
This is what they need to do. They need to have a Down syndrome boy and the one-legged kid as a tag team called Dysfunctional Family or something.
Danger! We don't make fun of the handicap. Vince McMahon made fun of the handicap. I said that was wrong. You shouldn't make fun of the handicap. Okay? You don't need to have Zach Gowan teaming up with Cody Rawls. We don't know if he has any kind of mental issues or any issues like that. We don't know that he has Down syndrome.
Well, he sure is one ugly son of a bitch.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoy judging males.
He came out of Viscera's ass.
We're not going to talk about the Gluteus Maximus or the Rectum of Viscera any more than that. That's it. No more. We're not going to talk about Cody Rhodes. We're not going to talk about... You don't think him and Bob Holly deserve a push at all?
Bob Holly, yes. He's a great, true champion.
Okay.
He's a great pioneer in the business.
You don't want to have, like...
Cody Rhodes is holding him back.
You don't think he should be in any matches whatsoever? You don't think he should be in WWE?
No.
But what would you do with Cody Rhodes?
Like I said, push him down the stairs.
You'd give him a push down the stairs. So he shouldn't wrestle any match whatsoever?
No.
Okay. That's good. What else here? What else? How's Panties for the Homeless doing?
Panties for the Homeless is doing okay. I'm going through a slow time. I need more panties. It's just...
And I have a non-profit. Did you give any panties to any homeless people?
Yes, I have. And the homeless people, they looked at me saying, looking at me, it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when I was like, ooh, this one's got peanut butter in it. But still.
Guys. We don't need to talk about...
How was your Christmas?
Better than today. All right. Better than this David Danger show. Let's see here. We'll talk about other things. Jeff Hardy's push. Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, what do you think?
SummerSlam. You mean Crystal Meth Hardy?
Now, you can't just go accuse people of doing certain things and stuff.
Now, tell me. I know Jeff Hardy knows how to make some good crystal meth.
How do you know this?
Dude, he's the Rainbow Warrior, man.
Yeah, I'm glad. So, but just by nickname, you can determine certain things.
Yes.
What can you do?
You name me talents, I'll tell them what type of drugs they may do. We'll call this Shimko's Recipe of Wrestling.
No, we're not going to call it. Shimko's not here. You need to leave Art Shimko alone. He hasn't done anything to you. We're not going
to
talk
about it. Yes, he has done something to me.
What has he done to you?
He sent me the John Cena DVD for the review.
I think that was a great idea for you to review the John Cena
DVD. I was 9 hellacious hours and just, oh my God, I was ready to commit suicide.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with that, Danger also writes for CombatHooligans.com. And he had to review the John Cena DVD, the 9 hours that he did not really enjoy. His review is up. It is almost comical. Thankfully, Danger did not accuse John Cena of anything that he could be sued for. At least that's a good thing.
You hadn't read it all, have you?
Yeah, I read most of it and everything. So that's disgusting. What else do we need to discuss? Your taste in video of the day. Why did you show the live chicken on the Danger Day in the news getting his head chopped off? My wife watches those videos. Now, she comes on my computer because, unfortunately, due to my little whatever, I got a YouTube account. And I sit over here, and every now and then I'll watch something on there if it's some old wrestling or something. But she'll come over here and log in and check to see what kind of videos are being sent to the Daily News. So we see, like, the one with the firecracker up somebody's butt.
That was funny as hell.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm sure she did, and her butt's probably still burnt. Then we had the video of, what was it, of the chicken getting his head cut off and walking around. You were very happy to see that. Why don't you find a video that's not like the videos you send? That's just disgusting.
Okay, maybe I'll make you video of the day.
You don't need to make me video of the day. You are not going to ride anywhere. You need to leave me alone. You need to leave Art Shimko alone. You need to leave the Benoit and the Toffoloni family alone. I would advise you to leave Big Daddy V at home before he gives you Viagra.
Yeah, he might sit on me.
Ugh. Big Daddy V may send you an email and tell you he's not pleased with your conduct. You shouldn't say things like that about Big Daddy
What's
V.
What's he going to do? Type on it, send an email going, I mean, hell, he...
Okay, I'll give you that. Okay, but it is funny the sight of Big Daddy V behind a computer.
I mean, what's he going to do? It's like he's like in a chat room, like trying to pick up a woman. Hi, I'm this. You want to hook up?
How do you know Big Daddy V might know how to use computers? You just can't say he does it. You don't think he knows how to use computers?
I don't think he can actually get close to a computer with that big old fat belly.
How do you know Big Daddy V doesn't read the Danger Daily News?
If he did, that would be funny as hell.
Well, that would be funny as hell.
He probably uses toilet paper.
You are the number one fan of Big Daddy V. I'll tell you that right now. Big Daddy V. What else? I don't know. What else is going on in wrestling? I'm not watching Raw. Flair's supposed to have his retirement thing coming up, but they misused that and screwed that up. Thanks, Triple H. You suck. What else here? So does your family and your in-laws and all them people, and I hope the government rips them a new asshole. Okay, I said my piece there.
Speaking of government, Georgia Wrestling Commission?
Georgia Wrestling Commission, well, yeah, they're going to hold off on implementing some rules and everything for a while. Looks like Georgia Motors dodged a bullet.
I mean, how bad is it when a heel can't come out and say, "Won't you shut up, you old lady," and they can get arrested for that? That's kind of stupid. Some of the rules needs to be is I can understand. Some of them just needs to be changed, and it's just stupid.
Some of them are stupid.
You can't, a wrestler can't wear a foreign substance on him because he could be disqualified. They must be a winner. There cannot be no disqualifications.
I would recommend that
you cannot have the historical first blood matches to solve that Indian feud.
The Indian feud?
Yeah.
Which Indian feud? Damn it! I have told you, for the love of God, that's the last time you have made fun of every damn race right 2 days before Martin Luther King Day. You are not to do... What was that? You're... No, I don't need it. You are not to do that anymore.
But David, they were my favorite tag team.
You're not to do... Who was your favorite tag team?
The Young Bloods.
The Young Bloods. You don't need to be... Okay. If you're being a fan, that's one thing.
Yeah.
I thought you were just
back
being,
in the days when they were in world class and
I
global.
Thought you were just being insulting there for a minute. The Renegade Warriors?
Yes.
Well, it ain't like that's not a stereotype, too, so it's kind of insulting.
What about Chief Wahoo McDaniel?
Chief Wahoo McDaniel, I don't know. Maybe he wasn't.
He went around the ring and go, woo!
Stop that! You don't need to do that anymore.
Do what?
What you doing? No, stop! That's enough! That's enough!
Danger!
Stop that! That's enough. Okay. Alright, what else?
Coming to you live from Marietta, Georgia. He is the King of Kings.
Oh, dear God.
He is the living icon, Mark Danger.
Crowd cheers, hip hip hooray. Crowd
Wait
move.
For it. Wait for it. Danger.
You're in trouble because you're imitating Kennedy. You're going to be in a lot of trouble with Casey Trowbridge. He's not going to be pleased with your behavior on the David Danger Show.
I know. Him and the cows, too, so...
You don't like... Casey Trowbridge also writes for Combat Hooligans.
He's part owner of the Combat Hooligans.
Well, I'm glad that you just exposed kayfabe. Maybe he wants to keep that kayfabe.
Okay, he doesn't. Rick Gillespie owns Combat Hooligans.
Anybody else you want to accuse of owning Combat Hooligans?
Tito Ortiz.
Tito Ortiz does not own Combat Hooligans.
No. He owns an STD from Gina Jameson.
Gina Jameson will give you something Ajax won't take off.
Yep.
Okay. Casey Trowbridge of the Combat Hooligans website got all over Danger for his cheering of Kennedy. And Danger has imitated Kennedy, so I expect emails and phone calls from Mr. Trowbridge. As always, if you want to email the living icon, Mark Danger, that's markendangerment1@hotmail.com.
No, Mark Danger. Markendangerment@hotmail.com, my personal email.
Mark Endangerment, okay.
Or, if you want to, which I know you're scared to approach it, you can go to MySpace, markdanger1, and see all the great things that are on there.
You can see disgusting things that no one wants to... Why are we referring to people like Nancy?
You can see my photos with celebrities on there.
You can see him talking to Ron Jeremy.
Wrestling greats, like future greats, like Simon Sermon.
Yes.
Nigel Sherrod.
Absolutely.
A wrestling legend in himself. I got one of the top-notch, the man who will bring Ring of Honor to the top of the hill, Sal Renaro.
Well, I know. I'm sure that if he gave you a pair of friends and neighbors, you haven't lived till you go to a wrestling show and Danger's around Nigel Sherrod and Ryan Michaels and Simon Sermon. And Danger immediately remembers he's a bully looking Mark. He goes, "Hey, did you all got any bags? Let me carry your bags." When you doubt Danger's a bully looking Mark, just picture Danger running after wrestlers volunteering to carry their bags. You have no self respect and no self esteem.
So, are you going to watch The Apprentice Thursday?
No, I'm not going to watch The Apprentice Thursday.
Vince McMahon's going to be on Apprentice this Thursday coming up. And it's going to be interesting. Who's going to do the famous words?
What?
Vince McMahon is going to be in the boardroom where Donald Trump says, whoever you are, whoever the person he's going to do it, you're fired. I wonder if he's going to let Vince do it. Tito Ortiz, you're fired.
He'd like to do that.
Wouldn't it be great? Vince McMahon fire Tito Ortiz, who fights for UFC, who just signed a major deal with TNA. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
I guess. I don't know. I don't pay attention to The Apprentice. I don't pay attention to TNA much, and I don't really care too much for WWE at this time. I don't know. I like the Hardy push. I thought Orton versus Jeff was a good match, and I thought that...
It shouldn't... I mean...
I thought Flair, Retirement Angle had possibilities, but they screwed it up.
I mean, the Raw they had last week wasn't good. I rant and raved about it, the whole damn thing. And they just didn't give the Hardy and Orton match a chance that it could for the U.S. title. The Intercontinental Championship.
U.S. title.
And it was just, I mean, the referee, like, rings the bell. Hardy runs, jumps in the air. Orton, like, throws a kick, and it nails him in the midsection. And the referee immediately calls the bell for disqualification, saying that he got kicked in the nuts, which Hardy was selling it.
Well, they had to get out of the match, I'm sure.
And they just didn't give it any enough time, and I was totally pissed about it.
Well, I gotta watch SmackDown. I just remember they do have MVP and Flair.
Which from the reports I read from the spoilers that them two actually got held promotion.
I'm sure they did. MVP is a great, great man. I thought he was way before everybody else did when he was in Deep South, and I'm glad to see
they need to get rid of that damn Power Ranger gimmick.
Yeah, he had a Power Ranger suit. That kind of held him back and everything. I know you're very happy MVP's getting some time. I know you're happy that... what else you're happy about?
What do you think about seeing people like...
You're happy Randy Orton's champion. And
what do you think about going, like, down to Deep South and seeing, like...
Ray Gordy and stuff like that.
Say Ray Gordy, seeing MVP. Now seeing Kofi... how you say it?
Kofi Nahaji Kingston.
Yes.
They're not going to use the name Nahaji up there because no one can pronounce it.
Well, no, they're using Kofi...
Kofi Kingston. Kingston.
But how does it feel like going to Deep South, seeing these three guys, and freaking Deacon, those four guys in particular... and going to the big time. What do you think about that?
Well, it's good to see people
actually say, wow, I saw them when they were down here.
That's why you need to check out your local wrestling. You might find your next star or the next person who gets a developmental deal or the next person who's called TNA. There's still hope. I still go to indie wrestling even though I don't like what's going on in the big leagues.
You
can see the stars of the day, the stars of tomorrow, the stars of yesterday.
You got like Jimmy Rave. He started out indies and went all the way up to Ring of Honor.
And he's now TNA.
He's now in TNA.
Come back to Anarchy tomorrow against
Sal Renaro has been in the indies, has gone to Ring of Honor once, came back down.
He's going
to
be in Ring of Honor again coming up.
Yeah.
Nice to see him back. I knew that was going to happen coming. I knew that was going to happen very shortly. I'm glad to see the YR invasion of Ring of Honor. There are YR people down here in Marietta for sure.
Austin Creed, well, I kind of feel sorry for him because he's been left out. I mean, he's a great... I've seen him work now a couple of times. He's a great worker. He has potential, but he just needs that spot to show.
Well, TNA's a bunch of dumbasses because they should have grabbed him and used him whenever it was hot and went. And, you know, it's just typical nonsense. I hate to see that I don't want to see anybody go out of business because that's not a good thing to have Vince to have the whole monopoly. But I hate to see ratings go up on shows that are just wretched, you know. I watched 5 minutes of TNA the other night. I turned it off. The Shark Boy in the Deep Blue. If you like it, that's great. I'm happy for you. It's not my cup of tea. That's why. Well, you quit imitating Shark Boy over here, Icon.
That's a great gift. I love Shark Boy.
Well, why don't you just speak a few words about Shark Boy? You want to carry his bags too?
Nah.
You would carry his Shark Boy's bags.
No, he doesn't have bags. He has fins.
You'd carry his fins, wouldn't you?
He has fins. He doesn't have fins. He has fins.
Yes. He's hardcore. What do you think about John Cena not being on Raw lately? Are you pleased about that now?
Yes, I mean, it makes Raw very watchable with him not being on there.
Aren't you going to be excited when he comes back and wins a title and gets a big push and starts doing some more rap albums and stuff?
No. Hey, first of all, rap is crap. And if anybody wants a wrestling CD, they should get the West Texas,
West Texas Rednecks?
Yes. That was great. Seeing like Kurt Hennig and that. Even Virgil. Virgil was funny as hell.
I forgot Virgil was a West Texas redneck.
Who else was in that?
Well, let's see here. Bobby Duncan Jr. and the Wyndhams.
In the Wyndhams.
Marion Kendall.
Yep. And the whole thing died after they started jumping off and dying.
So. Danger. I was going to mention what a sad thing it is that Curt Hennig and Bobby Duncan had passed, but you just now found a way to be totally insensitive.
Yeah, he wasn't perfect.
Oh God, that's about enough. I'm about to go vomit. And it's not the Chinese, it's you. Anyways, I don't know what else to do, and Danger's going to go home because I grow weary of being around him today.
Are we going to talk about our disappointment?
What disappointment do you want to talk about today?
Mark Danger's failed debut.
Mark Danger's failed debut. Okay, we got some time. Mark Danger was scheduled to wrestle. Well, not wrestle. He and me were going to be tomorrow on the... We're taping on, is it the 18th?
18th. Saturday the 19th.
Let me tell you. We're taping on...
Now today's Saturday.
Saturday the 19th. So no, we're not live.
At 12:40 in the morning.
Just tell everybody when we tape. Do some kayfabe, Danger. Okay. We were scheduled to be in Augusta, Georgia tomorrow for a show.
We're not naked.
Everybody knows we're not naked. Now people are going to shut the hell up.
Okay,
well, I need to figure out what your orientation is. We're not going to kayfabe. I'm fully clothed and so are you. You're an asshole. All right. We were scheduled to debut... shut the hell up. I'm trying to do something and you're distracting me.
Okay.
We were scheduled to debut for a promotion up there...
Georgia Carolina Wrestling.
All right, thank you very much. You want to promote a little bit more, why don't you?
Georgia Carolina Wrestling with Johnny Rocket and some Stoney.
Joey Watts. Once again, you failed to kayfabe. Johnny Rocket and Joey Watts.
Nah, who cares?
Danger breaking kayfabe. We're going to be up for a show tomorrow. However, the show got canceled. So that's just further proof that the icon... Every promotion he's worked for has went under. Every promotion I've worked for has went under. That's one good thing.
Should we go work for WWE?
TNA first, baby. Hey, Russo. We'll bring ratings. And we'll get you out of a job sooner or later. Anyways, I don't want to go there because Terry Taylor's there and Terry Taylor sucks. And Vince Russo sucks. And
where do they suck? Well,
search, Google it. Find it on the internet. I don't care. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about Satan's little whore. What is with this hatred of Nancy Grace, by the way?
She's got the evil twins.
Why are her young babies evil?
Because she reproduced. It's like aliens all over.
And why do you dislike Nancy Grace so much?
Because she's not hardcore like one person.
Okay, who is hardcore?
Carl Stern. Carl Stern is hardcore. I love Carl Stern.
Go carry his damn bag. Carl, we love you. I don't know why he's worshiping you right now.
I'll just do this. I'll just carry his handcuffs.
Carl, if you were to take like a billy club and beat Danger like the big boss man would like make somebody serve hard time, I'll give you some cash, and I'll see if I can't get the rest of the hooligans to give you some cash, too. It would humor the piss out of us. Anyway, Carl Stern. Anything else you want to talk about? Oh, by the way, Danger, while we're driving down the road tonight, in the spirit of being a fool, asked me, brother, I'm going to roll down the window. There's an African-American gentleman beside us with a bald head and a mustache. And he says, brother, I'm going to ask him if he's Montel Williams. I don't know why he said this, but I immediately...
He looked like Montel Williams.
I immediately blocked him from rolling the window down. Then as we're going by Dobbins Air Force Base, the icon then says, if someone's out here, can I scream praise be to Allah? And I told him, no, not even as a joke, because the U.S. government does not take jokes very lightly, and they will not be pleased if you try to pull that stunt.
Oh.
You're not... And then Danger asks, can I drive your car and have you in a passenger seat and, like, run the front gate? And immediately I told him, no, you cannot do this because that's not a good idea either. We don't really want to do that either.
Can we hurry up? There's some real wrestling about to come on.
UWF on ESPN 2 Classic
Show. Oh, that is 5 stars hardcoreness.
And what do you want to say about the UWF? Go ahead.
My favorite wrestler there is young Davey Meltzer. He puts an effort into it, but sooner or later, he'll come out on top.
And Davey Melcher is a fan favorite for years to come. Just like up-and-comers like Bruiser Bruce Mitchell, Wade the Torture Keller, and Chico the Figure Four Alvarez. Coming soon to an arena near you. Anyways, what else do you want to put over? What were you talking about, Colonel DeBeers, earlier in the
show? Colonel DeBeers' gimmick is awesome.
You are wrong. I understand Ed Waskowski was Colonel DeBeers, and he was anything but a bigot. He played the apartheid-loving Colonel DeBeers, and I think that's a horrible gimmick. Anything involving race shouldn't be in wrestling. It's just deplorable. But Danger just is in love with the idea of Colonel DeBeers. So, anyhow. Icon, what else you want to say? Anything else you want to put over?
I want to say give shout-outs to my...
We give shout-outs in the program. You don't need to give shout-outs.
I thought we were finishing now.
We are finishing now. I had the shout-outs at the end of the program. Do you need to give individual shout-outs, too?
No, I was going to say hello to my brothers.
You want to say hello to which brothers are those?
The people that care.
They're not out there. They're listening to this podcast. They're not getting this 50 minutes of their life back. They're very kind to do it, but it's just bad.
Yeah, okay.
Which brothers you want? I suppose that's Combat Hooligans and Carl Stern and...
Casey, Art,
you
Rick,
and my
lovable, huggable brother, Ewan Taylor, who loves his Chocolate Lucky Charms, which I've never seen before, but have, and apparently they're magically delicious.
And for all the people who are not any one of those five or six people... We apologize for Danger taking it by...
And I want to thank you people in America who loves the Dave and Danger Show.
What if they're not in America? Do you want to thank those people too?
I want to thank all the Israelis, the Palestinians, the Jews, the people who live in Africa, who who doesn't have quite broadband, but maybe have dial-up.
What are you talking about? That's a stereotype.
The Chinese people.
Everyone in Africa.
Koreans. People at Toyota, Kia.
That's enough of this.
Ford Motor Company in Japan, in Mexico. I want to say, I love you, Danger.
You're an idiot. You're a fool. In Africa, they have internet. They have stuff. Africa is not all a jungle, okay? Quit thinking that's the case.
Well, I'm just talking about the remote locations.
The remote locations. What about the remote locations of Georgia and wherever else?
Cartersville. Yeah. Bartow County.
Yes. Dalton. Fergathar.
Huron, South Dakota.
Huron, South Dakota. We're not going to talk about Huron, South Dakota today. Anyways.
And who knows? We might leave the show, go outside, it might be snowing.
It might be snowing. Of course, it's not going to do anything because we're in Georgia and it never sticks, almost.
It's going to have 3 inches, just like Christy Hemme has.
You don't have any proof of that either.
I bet you Christy Hemme's got 3 inches of white stuff on her crotch.
I don't want to talk about that.
Me neither, and I just... CDC called Christy, get it checked out. Vagisil is your friend.
Well... I guess that's as close to a public service announcement as you'll get from the Icon. For the Icon, Mark Danger.
Woo!
With his public service announcement to just say no to venereal disease. I'm Dave Wills. Totally,
hi, nice to meet you.
Totally apologizing for this god-awful show. And the Icon's going back to the where he's at because...
The land of the crack hotel.
I'm done with him. I'll talk to y'all later. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon. Have a great day, and thanks again for listening to this almost 1 hour of time you'll never get back, the Dave and Danger Show. We'll
just
see you soon
of it
next
as
time.
An hour of TNA Impact.
Now, think of it more as, let's see, how would I describe the Dave and Danger Show?
Think of it as Nancy's Gray Show.
No, don't think of it as a Nancy Gray Show. I would say the Dave and Danger Show... Think of it maybe as...
Think of it as J.R. Collin Royal Rumble by himself.
No! No.
Tell you something that's going to be...
Will you quit making fun of the disabled now?
He could be the manager of the One-Legged Man and the Down Syndrome Boy.
And what kind of match would that be?
A handicap match.
You're fucking wrong. We're out of here. That's it. Thanks for listening to the Dave and Danger Show. Bye. Woo!
Thank you for downloading the Dave and Danger Show. The Dave and Danger Show would like to thank Derek K. Miller at PinMachine.com for use of his song, It's Time for the Tub, for the intro and outro music for the Dave and Danger Show. As always, if you need pod-safe music, feel free to visit PinMachine.com. Also, Dave and Danger Show, in the spirit of the CBS Read More About It project, would like to offer these websites if you're interested in the subject of professional wrestling. WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline.com, CombatHooligans.com, PWTorch.com, CanvasChronicle.com, CarlStern.com, KayfayeMemories.com. These sites and the internet will help you read more about it.
If you were offended by anything on the Dave and Danger Show, you're not alone. A lot of people were, including me. Hey, anyways, Dave wills apologize, Danger doesn't, and neither one has any cash, so don't even think about suing us. We don't have any cash money anyhow. As always, remember to visit our sponsors, www.itstheroby.com and www.myspace.com/MarkDanger1. Read the Danger Daily News every day and find out what exactly is the Danger Daily News. And if you have any comments or questions about our program, we'd love to hear them, and we hope we can find answers. You can email or message either of the hosts at the website mentioned. As always, we thank you so much for your support and for your download of the Dave and Danger Show. Have a great day, everybody, and tune in very soon for more Dave and Danger Show.